Do people ever say driv?
Nah, they never don't.
Yeah,
they don't say they drove it.
Did they used to say driv?
I don't remember even here.
That doesn't
here,
sound right.
Mm-hmm. It just don't sound right, driv.
Some people today still say, I driv it, which means they drove it.
Most of them say drove it now. All I ever.
And then you say, well, it's not.
Well, I did have some cousins who said, I used to driv a team.
That's what I've heard.
I used to driv a steer team. Since you named that about that now.
Well, that's what I, that's very interesting.
And I driv the wagon, I driv such as that, that's something like that, but in driving a nail, it'd say drove.
I see.
It's a different, okay. They use that as a different word altogether, meaning of a different word, you know.
No, that's something I didn't know.
Well, that...
drive a team, but do you drive a nail?
You drove a nail or drive a nail, but drive a. I drive a team.
And suppose you look at the nail and you say, no, that isn't right. It's got to be what? Farther. It's got to be... you're supervising somebody and you see that he didn't hit hard enough or long enough. And you say, no, that isn't right. It's got to be what? It's got to be drove or what? It's got to be drove further?
Yeah. Drive.
I see.
It's got to be, you got to drive it further.
Okay.
Now, don't drive it plumb up, or drive it a little more. I'd say that.
I see. Okay. And when you got a roof that goes like this, what do you call this part? You have the roof that comes out like this.
On both ways.
Right. For example, you'd have it right here.
Yeah, valley.
Okay.
They call that a valley.
Okay. And to catch the rain along here in the roof, what do you have? Some people put metal.
They call them gutters. That's what they got this on this courthouse here. They was put under here whenever this building was built.
Well, they didn't have it?
They had the gutters on here. Well, they call them gutters.
What's it made of?
Copper.
It is copper.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. It cost something today, wouldn't it?
It cost $200 to put the gutters on here when it first built 120 years ago. And it cost $3,200 this time.
$200?
$32, and it just cost $3,000 more than it did when they first put it on here. Just the copper cost $200. Putting it on, and it costs $2,200 just for the gutters, and then it costs $1,000 to put them around.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Whenever we started to restore this building, they said, well, how much, Mr. Joe, do you think it'll cost to fix it? I said, $100,000. I said, oh, no, it didn't cost that much to build it. I said, yeah, but different time around than what it was then, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost that time to get, I guess it did cost that much before they had to do it. It cost about $60,000 last time. But it's finished now.
Well, it's worth it, though. It's a good investment because...
did you see here what we got here?
Yes, I know.
We got the sprinkling system. And they wouldn't let us have the money without that in there, you see.
Oh, I see.
The store there.
Uh-huh.
See, there's that old blackboard there with school.
Yeah.
Where they had school here.
Yeah. Well, it's worth the money they put in it. That's...
Even the tourists. Mm-hmm. It'd be worth that to the tourists. People would come to the...
Well, and historians who come through and want to see the design and dimensions.
Yeah.
Could we go back to the farmhouse again? You didn't have indoor plumbing. What did you call... a place where outside, you wouldn't have indoor plumbing, so you'd have a place outside. What would you call that?